losing a friend or family member can be tough at any time, but throughout the last year and a half, it's become even harder. Many provinces still limit the number of people who can come together at funeral receptions. And even after that, there are restrictions to be with other family members. How do you cope with loss during a pandemic? Julianne Levitt joins us this evening. She's program manager of Bereaved Families of Ontario, Ottawa Branch. Good evening, Julianne.
Good evening, Angie. Thanks for having me.
And thanks so much for taking some time. As I said, it's never a good time to lose a loved one. And I think the pandemic has just added another layer on top of that. What have you been hearing over the last 18 months when it comes to people struggling to cope with a loss during the pandemic?
Well, I mean, as you say, it's never a good time when you lose a loved one. And in COVID, everything is sort of ratcheted up. So we're seeing a lot of anticipatory grief. So that's not grief that is, that's not a substitute for the after-death grief. That's mourning all the little losses that happen on the way to the death. In fact, preparing yourself for an expected death. And throw in COVID, and we're anticipating as well not being able to have a service, not being able to gather, perhaps not even being able to see or touch our loved one. Now, I think in many parts of the country, that's not as difficult. There are not as many barriers as there were. But we're living with the fallout of people who have had those experiences. So first thing is the anticipatory grief, which can have a traumatic element. And then the second point, as you mentioned, is that our mourning rituals are really truncated. Many of us come from families and traditions where having a funeral is what we do. If we're choosing not to have a funeral, we might still have a memorial service, a celebration of life, perhaps a gathering in a restaurant or at the home. All of those things people have not been able to do. And so we know that though grieving is a private experience, it still needs to be lived in community. Friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, all the folks who want to come out when they know that somebody they care about has lost a loved one. So that is missing, and it just leaves a void for people. We're lost because there's such an expectation of doing something to honor the deceased and to comfort those who are left behind. So we do encourage people to do something later. It doesn't have the same poignancy as it does in the weeks after the death, but it can still be very meaningful. It could be on the anniversary of the death. It could be on a Mother's Day or Father's Day if it's a parent. It could be on the birthday, etc. Any day that is meaningful for the people involved. And to do some simple rituals to lift up that person and to celebrate the connections they have with those who are left behind. So the mourning rituals are really important. Missing out on that makes it harder for people to come to terms with the death. But she said optimistically, There are still some things that we can do to address those needs. And then the last thing, which flows from the second point, is that the grieving that we do with all the normal symptoms of fatigue and lack of concentration and sorrow, perhaps anger, regret, etc., all of that is just, it's just a bit more difficult because of maybe the regrets and the losses that occurred leading up to the death. So there's just a whole kind of a blanket layer of sorrow around the whole thing, which adds to the depth of the loss.
And so, I mean, sorry, Julianne, I know even with the pandemic and the number of COVID deaths, so that's a whole separate category, people who have lost ones through COVID and may not have been able to see them in those dying hours. And then the people who were just in hospital or just dying naturally, a lot of restrictions were placed on them. How do people get over the guilt they may feel that they weren't able to be there, not through lack of trying, but they weren't able to be there at the bedside near the end?
the only way over is through. Mm. And we know even in normal grieving, there can often be some guilt and regret. So it's not something that we're unfamiliar with as grief supporters. What we do at BFO is peer support. So we have groups, maybe 8 to 10 people. We've been doing it virtually, but we've been doing it in person for coming up to 40 years. And we find there is nothing like just sharing those feelings and sharing those stories with others, because guilt and regret are not uncommon in the best of times. And of course, it's badly heightened with COVID. And it doesn't do a lot of good necessarily to say to somebody, you did the best we could. You did the best you could. Of course we do the best we could, but we need to work through those feelings, and having them witnessed by other people who are working through it themselves is just, it's very helpful to begin to put that to rest.
I like the idea of the support, but at the same time, you have to remember that everyone goes through those steps of grieving at different rates. So I guess we have to make Absolutely. Sure that we appreciate the support, but know that we're not comparing ourselves to, wait, that person lost their loved one a year ago and they seem fine, and here I am still struggling. So it really is a personal journey.
And the value of the group is if you have 8 to 10 people, everyone's had different experiences. Everyone's had different hiccups and setbacks and surprises. One thing we talk about in BFO is our grief bursts. And anybody who's lost someone dear to them will be familiar with this. This is when maybe you're in the grocery store and a song comes on the radio and suddenly you're in floods of tears. You see a product that your loved one always enjoyed. Perhaps it was a treat in that same store. And again, you're off, and it's very painful. We can have these for years. And so BFO is really about normalizing all that we experience in grief. And yes, being very respectful of different people's process and journey, but there's a wide, wide range of normal.
You know, the most important thing is to talk about it, and I'm so glad we were able to do that this evening. Julianne, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Angie. Thanks for reaching out. Bye-bye.
Julianne Levitt, she's the program manager of Bereaved Families of Ontario, the Ottawa branch.